Jake's Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks, specifically smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Minshew, made of organic mint. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint!
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse, renterswarehouse.com.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Hey Cubs fans, Ryan Sandberg here for the Original Grain Watch Company, the official timekeeper of the Chicago Cubs. Original Grain has made an extraordinary watch, the Wrigley Field Chrono, an heirloom to be handed down from one generation to the next. For the generations of fans who believed in the Chicago Cubs and supported their journey to become the 2016 World Series champions. Handcrafted featuring wood reclaimed from the original Wrigley Field green seats. The Wrigley Field Chrono is more than a timepiece, it's a piece of time. Visit originalgrain.com. That's original, G-R-A-I-N.com.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
It's always a joy to talk to Rick Hahn, the White Sox general manager, Luis Roper. It's just great to see you guys steal what amounts to maybe the number one pick in the draft.
This is a type of talent that would be very much in the mix at the top of the draft, if not considered the first pick in the country.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
4:03 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studios. High scoring hockey, your thing. The Chicago Wolves led the Western Conference in goals last season. Tickets started about $3 per goal. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for season ticket information.
I feel like the challenge for us right now as a group is to do that against teams that are not in our division and kind of get on the same page with that stuff and just, you know, do a little more homework and game plan better for that as a group. And I feel like that talk that we all had together and it'll just everybody get on the same page and gelling a little bit more. And that's what it takes sometimes. Teams got to grow.
Fresh off a sweep of St. Louis, Jason Hayward and the Cubs are now 18-11 against the National League Central. But tonight, the Cubs go outside the division. They're hosting Miami of the National League East. So far, the Marlins 1-5 against the NL Central. Eddie Butler and Dan Straley, the pitchers. Ben Zobrist in the leadoff spot tonight. White Sox are off before visiting Tampa Bay tomorrow. College basketball, Ohio State looking for a new head coach. Thad Matta out after 13 years with the Buckeyes. He's the all-time winningest coach in Ohio State history. Hockey, Pittsburgh at Nashville for Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Penguins lead the series 2-1, but they're coming off a loss in Game 3, a game in which Sidney Crosby did not have a single shot on goal. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. The Scores 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka and Lucky Sandwich Company, Wrigleyville. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Marlins on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Fans are standing, the stretch by Lee and the pitch. A swing and a high fly ball, deep left center. That ball's got a chance! Grand slam! Grand slam! Kyle Schwarber with a grand slam.
They hang in there like he did, and that's what we've seen in the past, driving the ball to the other gap. That's what we've been looking for. So if he could just continue on that mental path, man, that'd be outstanding to see. Obviously, a pretty relevant moment in today's game, and hopefully something that he could build upon.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Highlight courtesy of 670 The Score, and that was Joe Maddon talking about Kyle Schwarber, and he could be talking about the rest of his team. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and our live video stream at watch670thescore.com is brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there. There's some things, Dan, that seem like they're normalizing with the good weather and maybe, you know, three games where you get your mojo back. And yes, this isn't the 3-6 game roller coaster that we should be riding, but a lot of numbers are down across the board these first 50-plus games for some of these hitters. I mean, you look at Wilson Contreras' numbers. You look at Addison Russell's numbers. You look at, hell, Kyle Schwarber is what? One of the two worst batters coming into this weekend in the National League, if not in all of baseball, if I'm not mistaken. So Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo have been holding it down. It seems like I was more enthused by the three walks yesterday than I was the Grand Slam. Grand Slam's cool. He's run into a few, though. He's got 9 home runs. He's run into some power shots, but
it's him, the Adam Dunn numbers.
Him not guessing. Him saying, okay, I see that pitch, and I will hock a loogie right there on the side of the plate, on the corner of the plate, because I'm not going to swing at that. He's understanding his strike zone seemingly in this last couple of days. Friday, there were still some uh-oh moments in Kyle Schwarber's at-bats, but it seems like the last couple of days, he's felt better about himself against some really good pitching, because St. Louis, you know, top to bottom, I don't know if you're going to find a deeper staff, starting rotation-wise, in the National League 1-5. Now, their defense has been trash, and you talk about Piscotty and some of those other guys just running into each other and not playing and not really hitting the ball the way that we're used to seeing them hit it, too. So there's things that should be normalizing. There's still some things that I worry about if I was a Cubs fan, and, hell, just watching the Cubs. You've got yourself an eighth-inning problem, because at some point, Hector Rondon and Pedro Strop are going to get the ball until you find someone else to take their place. And it seems as if they're alternating bad outings. Hector Rondon, another choppy outing. You know, David Ross actually was some terrific insight last night, and I forgot to mention it to Tanning, so that's my bad, about adrenaline and how it affects some of those guys. And he talked about Hector Rondon's adrenaline and what it does to him and how adrenaline sometimes settles some guys. It sounds weird, but some guys need that jolt before
people
they get out there.
People operate at different levels of arousal.
Right.
There are some guys who...
What frequency you operate
right.
at. Yeah.
Somebody like Kyle Hendricks, when he's going well, you barely know he's alive. You got to put a mirror under his nose to see if he fogs it up.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other guys that need to work themselves into a lather.
Right.
Come charging in from the bullpen and, you know, having
full speed.
Yeah,
I'm here to get you out.
Right. Well, scorpions rock you like a hurricane is playing at full blast, otherwise they can't be effective.
Or here I am. Or in a Soldier Field parking lot, you know.
Well, that's because that George McCaskey is there.
That unfortunate. You remember the unfortunate incident with Katrina? Remember? You don't remember when Bears fans were playing Rock You Like a Hurricane? When they played the Saints in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
For Katrina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was an unfortunate sign, too.
Yeah, there was a sign.
Yeah. Started or whatever. It's like, yeah, I know you lost your belongings and a bunch of your ill old relatives and a lot of people died and toxic shock may take over your city, but here's Scorpion for you. So, yeah.
The Scorpions.
The Scorpions.
Please, get your German heavy metal bands correct.
I don't want people coming after me at 6711. They have already done so.
You know, I almost did. I had like a completely lame tweet that I had to send out when we were at the Pima Air Force Museum or the Air and Space Museum down outside of Tucson because they had B-52s there. And they have every plane. It's incredible. I took a picture of, and I keep walking back because these are enormous, enormous beasts of airplanes. And I finally was able to get both of them in the shot. And I took the picture and I said, alas, they wouldn't play Rock Lobster for me, right? So, and I get beat up, oh, the dad joke.
It is.
It totally is. But how often do you get to stand literally right in front of two actual B-52s?
Yeah. So then, you had to get it off.
Of course. Yeah. So then as we go into the gift shop, and we had an unbelievable time there. And as we go to the gift shop, they everywhere in any gift shop in the desert, they have the lollipops with the scorpions in them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. I almost...
My pops used to bring those back from Mexico, too, with the worm, the tequila pops.
Sure, and yeah. I should have doubled down and taken a picture of them and said, these guys wouldn't play Rock You Like a Hurricane. Jesus. But I
Twitter would have banned you.
It would have been bad. Yes. Jack would have stepped in and banned me.
Everybody would have reported your tweet as bad, and you would have been kicked off of Twitter for that.
I figured I'm not even going to bother.
So if we're not riding the roller coaster and we're just watching some bounce-back baseball... What are some of the things that still trouble you? Because Rondon and Strope are my things. And, I mean, Koji, you know, Koji's fun to watch, but he's old.
He's real old.
And
Bode.
And Addison. You know, Addison was the guy that Anthony Rizzo last year told me in Speaks that he's a future MVP. And he still may be, of course. You know, it's a young career. Everybody's starting off with, you know, only a couple of years under their belt. So we don't have a lot of information.
They're batting .235 as a team.
Yeah, they're batting .235.
Listen to some of these slash lines. Like you say, Chris Bryant is their only really good player right now.
Yeah.
He's slashing .268, .387, and .525.
Ridiculous.
His weighted on base average is .388. Okay?
And what's good in that number?
Weighted on base, .350
plus.
Means, yeah, .350 plus is solid.
Okay.
You know, .375, you're real good. You start approaching .400, you're talking all-star, you know, MVP type around there by the end of the year. So the only other guy, the only other regular, depending on what you think of Ian Happ, Anthony Rizzo's at .355 weighted on base, slashing .236, .372, .458. Okay? He's not even slugging .500. Your slugger. Wilson Contreras, weighted on base average of .315.
Not been good.
That's your team number there.
.315 for the entire team?
.315 is the team number. That's not good enough. Yeah. And too many guys, you know, Miguel Montero's at .345, great. Ian Happ's at .355, great. But... You know, Zobrist is.
And Ian Happ won 4 for 32.
Jay Hayes at .314.
Before those two home runs last night.
Jay Hayes at .314.
Yeah, he's come back down to earth, hitting the ball hard, but it's right at somebody. They got a man there.
Ben Zobrist is at .327. That's another culprit here.
See, what you need to have happen in any well constructed lineup, when two guys are going bad, you need a couple other guys to be doing their things. And it seems like there have been hot spells for guys while six guys were automatic outs in the lineup. Mm-hmm. And more times than not, Chris Bryant has been the guy who's been on the you know, the consecutive hot spell where he's just on a weekly basis, you're figuring out that you're going to get a certain amount of production from him. But, you know, Kyle Schwarber before that grand slam was, what, 2 for his last 32, something crazy like that. That's why he got dropped to the 9-hole.
Now, the Cubs' BABIP as a team is low. They're .275.
And that will normalize.
So that should normalize closer to .300, and that means some balls are gonna fall in. But if you're just asking for context here, I look to weighted on base average. It's just because it's a simple, singular number that tells you about offensive success. And if you want to just a description of what it is that in regular on-base percentage, which you know what on-base percentage is in a plate appearance, it's binary. Either you reach base or you didn't.
Right.
Right?
It should be more if you get to third.
Correct. On-base is simply is not out percentage.
Right.
And what weighted on-base does is just makes it, unlike an on-base percentage where a walk is the same as a home run, in weighted on base average, you get credit for being more bases toward home. That's all it is. The Nationals, as a team, have a weighted on base of 351 as a team.
Going pretty good.
The Astros are at 340.
Well, the Astros.
The Astros are 348.
Ridiculous.
The Yankees are at 342. And then a big drop. Reds at 333. The Brewers at 328. And by the way, the team BABIP for the Brewers, the batting average of balls in play,
315?
Is 310.
Okay.
So you might see some movement there as well. You got to go down to 18th to find the Cubs. Cubs are 18th. They're at 315, which ties them with the Orioles.
And what do you make of a Javi and Addison rotation? Because Addison's the next guy. If Kyle is feeling better about himself after seeing the ball a little bit better, after hitting a grand slam, you know, the weather's going to warm up. He's a slugger. You know, maybe the park helps him out a little bit there, too. Addison's the next guy. Because we talk about Addison, we talk about Kyle, we talk about Chris, we talk about Anthony, we talk about Javi. We talk about four or five guys who are the linchpins to this thing outside of the rotation. Addison's the next guy that has to get right. And for David Ross to bring up, and Aaron Boone to bring up launch angle and how it's not for everyone. And you saw him, I mean, this guy with 95 RBI last year, like he was a run producer. That dude, and when people were on base, Addison was getting them home. You go into an offseason where you start maybe to think, hey, my power potential is what everybody says it is. It's worked for Chris Bryant in terms of the launch angle changes.
Yeah, I can do this too.
Yeah. And what you're seeing is a lot of pop-ups, he tried to tune it up against Rosenthal last night at 99-98. And, you know, Kyle did too. Kyle just missed the location. Rosenthal gave it to him right down the pipe. And if you know 98's coming, you got to do a little something extra. You
get
start that back
down, yeah, and get the hands back.
And he looked lost. He looked like a guy who, you know, I'm not going to say he's got a slider speed bat. I'm not saying that at all. But he looked like a guy who wasn't prepared to tune it up to that level. And in the playoffs, you're going to see, you know, big arms.
And he did it in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he's the next guy to have to fix or get right. And if you're going to do a rotation because of how well Ian Happ and Ben Zobrist are playing, I think the Zobrist thing will fall off eventually. But if Ian Happ has to be out there because he not only gives you something at second, but also at center and a little bit of power, now you're talking about Addison having to get right in a limited amount of at-bats. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, you want to make sure he's in the right headspace, too, because sometimes there's stuff going on that we never know. Right.
Very true.
And I don't know. You like to find out that a guy is...
He doesn't seem like he's playing the game with the same amount of joy and fun, though. And I hate putting that on people because we know what it did to Cutler. But, yeah, come on. I mean, people eat that up. But, you haven't seen that Addison swag, that Addison strut. And I know it's because he's struggling, but maybe that has something to do with it.
This segment has been brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington Stores your Father's Day gift headquarters and save on Bluetooth speakers, fragrances, watches, wallets, or give a Burlington gift card. Always a perfect gift. Burlington, style for everyone. Basketball talk coming up at the top of the hour. The always intelligent Chris Herring will give us his take on what's happening in an NBA Finals that is pitting a great team against what I think is an all-time great team.
Yeah. I still haven't gotten those three names yet on the same team.
No, somebody brought up
Person, Shrimp, and Miller.
You see that?
All right.
It's not even close.
I was going to say, even if I give you the Rifleman as one of the best shooters, even though he was a streak shooter, when he got hot, he got hot. Shrimp, who's Shrimp matching up with? Clay? No. Steph? No. Kevin?
No.
No. Yeah. Is the best shooting triumvirate in NBA history. In history. It's not even close. And that's why they're getting beat. You know, for all the talk that we do about driving to the lane and dunking and getting to the free throw line, it's a beautiful game, and it all comes back who can make shots.
We got thoughts here on Hank Williams Jr. too, and his return to the Monday Night Football theme song national perch that he possesses. He is back. He has been replaced. He is in his rightful spot.
And he will be known from here on out as Hank Shabazz.
He's reinventing himself as a black
new brand.
Muslim.
New brand, baby.
I'm rebranding.
Same beard. Maybe a little bit less hat. A lot less hat, actually.
A lot less hat.
A little koofy.
A little bow tie.
Oh, yeah. He'll be on Stony Island at a White Castle selling bean pies.
Are you ready for a bean pie?
Now, that would be dope. If Het came back and was like, listen, I understand the error of my ways. I have converted religions, and I have a beautiful bean pie for you right here on Stony Island near the White Castle. Now, that's what we need to do. Get Hank on the damn phone, Nick. You're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
Want to listen to your favorite radio play-by-play announcers like Pat Hughes or Jeff Joniak?
Touchdown! Touchdown Bears!
Matching your radio audio to your TV. Yeah, that's a sports fan's dream.
It's got a chance! Gone!
Go to DelayRadio.com. Use promo code THESCORE to receive free shipping and order a SportsSync Delay Radio now.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by RingCentral, providing easy-to-use cloud phone solutions for your workforce. It should be an absolute shock when a couple of former NFL coaches get into a broad daylight dust-up, but when those two former NFL coaches are Rex and Rob Ryan, then it's the least surprising thing ever. And in 2017, when every human being walking the planet may as well be a TMZ employee, that dust-up is going to end up on video, which of course it did. And how about the location? Downtown Smashville. Cameras caught them inside the arena, in hailing grub and smashing Dos Equis. But they really got nice the next day when they got into it on video with some bro about half their size. I don't know what precipitated that, but I know this. Rex Ryan's never going to win a bar fight. Even if he wins it, he loses. Because he's Rex Ryan and he's got a lot more to lose than some bag who may or may not have splashed a drink on him. I'm Jim Rome.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider is proud to announce a new line haul rate pay increase for many drivers in our tanker division. Now earn up to 56 cents per mile with the potential to approach $80,000 per year. Don't pass on one of Schneider's highest earning opportunities. Schneider is hiring tanker drivers now in Houston, Texas, Gary, Indiana, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and throughout the country with unique configurations. Learn about Schneider's tanker driver pay increase and limited time sign-on bonuses and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
If you are an entrepreneur or a business owner, or you're interested in a side income, listen very carefully. There is a conference coming up. It's in Detroit, and it's called Gateway 17. And Gateway 17 is sponsored by Alibaba, which you probably know is a massive Chinese combination of Google and eBay and Amazon all in one. And what Gateway 17 is an opportunity for you to tap into the Chinese market that is selling directly to a half a billion consumers, or sourcing from millions of products to sell here in the U.S. Alibaba functions as a complete e-commerce platform, a marketplace for buyers and sellers. So if you're a business, you're talking about 500 million potential customers with Alibaba connecting everything, inventory to marketing, payment to shipping and returns. And if you're looking for a side income, there are millions of products. And through Alibaba, you can contact suppliers and receive samples and customize products and sell them here. And you can even ship directly to Amazon and have them store your inventory. So Alibaba lets you skip the middleman. You get the best prices and costs, whether you're an existing business or you're interested in starting one. You can't miss this. Gateway 17 is a two-day event in Detroit. You can drive there June 20th to 21st, and you get to matchmake and network and learn, and they'll teach you everything you need to know. In just 2 days, you're going to be an expert, whether you're buying or selling on Alibaba. There's only 2,000 invites. You're going to be one of the few with this kind of firsthand special know-how. And Gateway 17 has limited availability. But just because you're listening, you get an opportunity to grab this great offer that I scored for you. The retail price to get in is $500. But you pay $250. Once this is a limited supply here, so if you want to do this, you get on this. It's 50% off, just $250 to learn how to make thousands, even millions of dollars. And once those seats are gone, so is the opportunity. Here's how you take advantage. Go to gateway17.com/score, GATEWAY17.com/score. You pay $250, it's half off, but you got to go to my page first, the smartest $250 you'll ever invest. Don't miss this. Go to gateway17.com/score to save 50%. Invest in yourself or your business at gateway17.com/score.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B Porter, Indiana. Look for the big red building. They've been in business over 40 years and are exploding with deals for your celebration. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrillville, and head to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the big red building or visit sheltonfireworks.com. Shelton Fireworks. Home of the big ones.
For many couples, the last sound they hear after saying goodnight is... Studies indicate that sleep apnea affects as many as 25 million people. It is a stressful, dangerous, and lonely condition that robs people of the rest they need and couples of the closeness they love. If you've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have tried CPAP, and don't get benefit from it, there is another option. Visit InspireSleep.com right now. You'll learn about Inspire, a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Inspire is completely patient-controlled with the sleep remote. It delivers mild stimulation through the night to keep your airway open so you can finally get the deep, restorative sleep you need. And your partner can come back to bed. The future of sleep therapy is here. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com, giving you the freedom to sleep like everyone else.
Seems like every 6 months there's some new technological advance in dating. Once upon a time, it was chat rooms, then it was dating websites, and then hookup apps, and next, well, who knows? Every time something new comes along, it starts out with a bang, but pretty soon everyone moves on to the next big thing. The fact is, dating technology is never going to replace real human interaction, and the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone. Face-to-face. Face-to-face is what It's Just Lunch does best. Our matchmakers take the time to get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. And we're really good at it. Better than some random collection of online profile pics could ever be. At It's Just Lunch, we know the best place to find the spark of attraction is in the eyes of someone sitting across from you, not some device. So stop clicking around and start actually clicking. With other people. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Visit Studio 41 in Highland Park or Logan Square, where you can choose from hundreds of vanities on display and in stock. Our experienced sales staff will help you select the products you need for the look you want and take it home today. Updating your powder room or remodeling your master bath, Studio 41 showrooms offer a great selection of vanities in a variety of styles from top brands, featuring the bold look of Kohler. To learn more, go to shopstudio41.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. We've been throwing around some things.
I fixed my headphones.
Yeah, you did it all on your own after, you know... You're putting an APB out on a damn engineer. You got yourself some masking tape. And is that masking or
duct
scotch?
Tape. Duct tape.
Oh, yeah. You got yourself some duct tape.
Solves the world's problems.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing that can't be fixed with a regular silver duct tape. And this is what they're going to be now. I'm at this stage of my existence.
Oh, God.
These have been very good to me, these headphones. And you know I'm not...
Spend yourself $80 and go ahead and get yourself another pair, bro.
I'm not sentimental, but this is...
Well, This microphone muff that I use is Terry's old one, and it was the muff that I used.
How old? Like when he had like Captain Black like pipe tobacco smell thing going?
Is one of those ones where it, just in case Terry needed one.
Okay.
You would give it to him.
Where's my muff, buddy? I don't know.
It was the muff that I did the last show here in Chicago with and the entire time I was in Atlanta. So I brought it back with me. So sometimes, yeah, certain things are sentimental to you. Every day I'd put it on the mic stand in Atlanta and I go, oh, there it is. A little bit of home came with me.
Yeah, I'm not a saver. I'm generally a throw it out guy.
Me too.
I'm just, you know, because
my fiance isn't, though.
Well, and my mom, their house is still a crawl space filled with like every piece of homework I ever brought home from kindergarten on.
Yeah,
like children's books and some of that stuff is just like you can't even imagine is in that crawl space.
I gotta throw stuff out on the sneak tip.
Yeah, you do.
Did you throw away that Tupperware? It wasn't Tupperware. It was something from Wok and Roll from 7 years ago. It's a Chinese spot that is no longer open. Their Tupperware stuff should probably not. She saves stuff. Like she'll.
I do too.
Is that?
Because I might eat it.
It came in the case. Yes, the case should be thrown out.
You want to see my ketchup packets and Chinese mustard packets?
We got sweet and sour sauce and hot mustard that's like no longer brown or yellow. It's like blue now.
I do too.
It's ridiculous.
I love that woman.
I love it too. But
I love that woman.
She can live with you if that's the case. You come over when it's time to hang out with the baby. When it's time for me.
I've got a giant plastic bowl with nothing but ketchup packets.
That's ridiculous.
So?
Why? Just buy some ketchup.
I have a lot of chopsticks too.
For what?
Just in case the Chinese invade my house.
What are you talking about?
I need
just in case they steal your forks and spoons and you gotta go chopsticks on your white rice or brown rice.
I have a lot of chopsticks. I have a lot of salsa from Taco Burrito.
That's ridiculous. So
the famous Taco Burrito has provided us with lots of small containers of salsa.
That's why I hate ordering.
I've got lots of tahini and hot sauce from Pie High.
I gotta throw it away. I gotta throw it away just to make sure it's not in my crib for the next year and a half. We moved to Atlanta and back, and there was stuff from Chinese restaurants in Lincoln Park.
I love that woman.
Scoreboard update.
4:30 from the Chicago Wolves update studio.
Do you have the same problem, Zach?
Well, I just think that as
weird... Do you hoard, you know, condiments? Takeout stuff or delivery stuff?
I'm not a hoarder.
Not to mention the really good takeout containers.
That's what I'm talking about.
Not even with the food. Like, once the food is gone, those containers you can put in the kids' lunch if you want to bring something with you.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Those have to go. Those don't
have to go.
Yes, they do.
They last forever.
No, they don't.
Why would you? You got to go buy Gladware?
I buy Tupperware.
What, do you go to Tupperware parties?
No, I go to Amazon. It's very easy.
Oh, I didn't know you
it's
could.
It's kind of the American Alibaba.
Hello. Why buy it? You're paying for it.
No, you're not.
It's part of why delivery costs so much.
No, I don't want it in my house.
Why?
Because I didn't work for that.
Yes, you did. You paid for it.
Well, I paid for the food. I didn't pay for...
You paid for all of it, whether you like it or not.
No, I don't want that in my crib. No. No, my kid's not going to go to school with a Wok and Roll logo emblazoned on his PB&J sandwich. We don't play that. There's certain branding in the house. You, my friend, are a hater. Sorry, Zach.
Well, clearly we know who makes the money on this show. 4:31 from the Chicago.
No, we do. And we know who's
a hater.
We know who spends it stupidly. And the guy who doesn't make the money on this show.
When I make that up, I always save. You should save things. And save string, too. You never know when you might need string.
This is World War II? What are you talking about?
And reuse.
And foil?
The depression
I reuse
there,
foil.
Yeah, what the hell is he talking about? You reuse foil?
Yep.
You're a nasty son of a bitch right there. That's ridiculous.
Not if it's got like goo on it, but if I use the foil.
Dan,
here's an example.
This is not helping.
Wait a sec. When you make a steak,
he's trying to get his Q rating back apparently for the summer.
I don't know, damn Q rating. When you make a steak and you cover it in foil to rest it properly, right?
Yeah,
and you tent it, you rest it.
Yeah.
Instead of throwing that foil out, use that for whatever the leftovers are instead of a new piece of foil.
No, you put it in the Tupperware that you spent your hard earned money on. That's what you do.
Can, or you can put it in the former what my beef cow was in before. Sorry, Zach.
These are 3 minutes that we'll never be able to get back.
But you know what? Even if they were enjoyable, you'd still never be able to get them back.
That is very true. But they're not enjoyable, so that makes it worse. 4:33 from the Chicago Wolves. Is high scoring hockey your thing? The Chicago Wolves led the Western Conference in goals last season. Tickets started about $3 per goal. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for season ticket information. At Wrigley tonight, Cubs, Marlins. Cubs are 17-11 at home this year. Eddie Butler and Dan Strahl. Fraley are the pitchers. White Sox are off there in Tampa Bay tomorrow. Sox have lost five straight. College basketball, surprising move at Ohio State, where Thad Matta is out as head coach. A national search for his replacement is underway. Matta is the all-time winningest coach in Buckeyes history. Hockey game four of the Stanley Cup final tonight in Nashville, where the Penguins hold a 2-1 advantage in the series over the Predators. Football, the Bears have started their final week of OTAs. The 49ers agree to terms with Elvis Duvernay, and the Hollywood Reporter is reporting that Al Pacino will play Joe Paterno in a movie about the Penn State sexual abuse scandal.
Who wants this movie? Who wants to watch any of this?
Yeah, that's a tough look.
Seriously, what is the market for this movie?
Because I'm sure Happy Valley won't be coming out in droves. If it's done the right way.
It may not be. Maybe it's complete hagiography, and they make Joe look like the unwitting pawn of Jerry Sandusky and the evil bosses.
Yeah, I'm good on this. Yep.
I just don't know what the market is for.
Sorry, Zach.
Did you watch Spotlight?
Yes, I did several times.
Yeah, awesome movie.
Maybe it's that kind of a deal.
Well, then you better make a movie about Sarah Ganim, if that's the case, and not about Joe Paterno.
It's not about Joe Paterno, but Al Pacino will be playing Joe Paterno in the movie.
Well, if you're not allocating your funds correctly, if it's not about him and you're paying Al Pacino money.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, I can't hear a word you're saying.
You can get his cheap Mexican equivalent for that, right?
One trip to AutoZone can protect your engine and your wallet. Right now, you can save on 5 quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil and an STP filter for only $23.99. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone. AutoZone. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Marlins on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Avoiding traffic feels awesome, astounding, amazing. And when you ride Metra, you can avoid traffic every single day. Learn about Metra's relaxing rides, convenient schedules, and 96% on-time performance now at MetroRail.com.
I actually just made that purchase the other day, Dan. It's funny that you mentioned it.
Tupperware?
I got, I think, like 50 pieces of Rubbermaid for like $35.
Oh, so it's not technically Tupperware
brand. No, it's the Rubbermaid stuff. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And it's still, you know, the problem is she'll keep the delivery stuff and won't use my Rubbermaid stuff. And I'm trying to push it on her. Like, I'm trying to sell her on it. Like, ooh, look at how fresh everything is when you put it in this. And, you know. She made some. She made something that I have never eaten before last night. Have you ever had spaghetti squash?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had never had it before. I'm a big fan.
I am not.
She wasn't either. Like, you know how when somebody hands you a plate of something, they're like, "Here, if you want to eat this."
It makes me think just enough about actual spaghetti that I would prefer it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could be having regular spaghetti right now instead of a stringy gourd-like plant.
Yeah. She sold it.
But this is vegan. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, she sold it like, yo, we're going to eat spaghetti squash tonight. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll eat whatever you put in front of me. Yeah, hold on now. And she did, and it was, I enjoyed it. And my friends thought it was, you know, really, really magical of me to change the diet in this fashion.
Did E-Rod like it?
Oh, see, this is going to get you slapped.
E-Rod reference.
Really? That's what you want, Chris? The bonding that takes place before this show every single day, and this is how you leave me.
I just like the bit about he's always there.
He's not there. He's always in the car. So if I'm not doing anything and we got a free day because of a Cubs game, I'm like, yo, let's go. You know, let's go to a Cubs game.
And he supposedly works for a living, and yes. But he's always available. Well, sure, I can do that.
Different kind of gig.
I'm always
it's a man that you won't. Well, I won't be mentioning his job here soon because he's about to get himself a very, very high class, high priority job.
Like CIA, yeah. NSA, really?
Oh. In there.
I'm gonna find out during a break.
Yeah.
Spaghetti sauce. No, spaghetti sauce. You don't know what spaghetti squash is?
Yeah.
There he was. Yeah, he didn't remember what it was either. But yeah, now
I'm trying to hold healthy eating thing. I even tweeted it. 14 years ago, we were downing home running personal pizzas and fries like every other day. And now it's like, would you like some spaghetti squash with your salmon steak? Yeah, I got to though, man. I mean,
made a salmon last night. You've been doing salmon?
Salmon steaks. Yeah, we're doing more fish because I don't want my butthole to rot out from the inside out eating all this red meat. Yeah, man.
You're reading from weird books again.
I'm not reading from... My guy Tannehill said it the other day.
So then it has to be true.
Is Tannehill a weird book?
Dietitian.
I will debunk any medical book.
Yeah. But, you got to be careful, man.
No, seriously.
The butt people come and get you if you eat too much steak.
Yeah. This is my school of thought. Stay away from the red people.
They come and get
you. Let us in.
Yeah. Like, sir, may we see your butt? Oh, you've been eating with porterhouses.
Oh, porterhouse. No,
just saying.
Daddy, the butt people are here.
Yeah.
It's not like the clay people.
No. No, it's the butt people. They come for you when...
I'm sorry. You've had too much red meat, and now you must surrender your butt.
They take your ass, and they inspect it, and they say, sir... This ass is rotten.
This ass is grass.
Yeah, so you got to be careful, man. These dudes out here eating 3 and 4 steaks a week, butt's going to fall off.
Check this out. Your skinless salmon filet, mm-hmm. right? A little 6 ounce portion, mm-hmm. in a big piece of tinfoil. You curl it up into a little pouch.
Use tinfoil, by the way, can 3 days earlier.
You curl it up in a little pouch.
Use a salmon tinfoil from the night before.
Look, perfect. Salt, pepper, a little bit of olive oil, some chopped up fresh rosemary.
Okay.
Capers.
Dom?
Lemon juice, a slice of lemon, 3 tablespoons of marsala.
Jesus Christ, how many ingredients?
That's it. Wrap it up, and you set it on a hot grill pan for 7 minutes.
And you're good money?
And you're good.
Yeah?
And then whatever else, you open it up, and you sort of eat it out of the pouch, and it poaches in there.
Really?
Yeah, and if you like your salmon a little like on the rare side, 6 minutes.
Really?
Do that.
All right, that's Burnsy's.
Jason, save the time. Just drown in Old Bay and do the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I know the sound. Don't worry.
I'm not doing any of that crap.
It's gonna be Tony's on either side. Tony Chetry.
Tony Shashir?
Yeah, yeah.
I love Tony Shashir. Yeah,
throw that on both sides. Throw it in the oven. 4 or 5 minutes later, bang, we're out here. We're eating. We're having a good time. And we're telling Dan that we went in with his recipe.
And back to Hank Williams Jr. for a moment. Downstate Chad.
The butt people?
No, they're coming for him. They already got him. The butt people. Several times over.
Oh, yeah.
He's had to answer to
butt machine. What are you working, butt people? The butt
that's
machine.
That's what they bring. What's that diesel smell?
That ain't diesel, son. It's Obama.
He says, I saw Hank Jr. at a minor league ballpark in Bloomington, Illinois last summer, mostly because I wanted to see the opening act, Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Okay.
He's got that one song, Blue on Black, which is a terrific song. I know nothing else that he's ever done. Said Hank was over 30 minutes late for his opening set because he was asleep on the bus and they couldn't get him to wake up. He came on stage and didn't have the first clue where he was.
That's tough. How old is Hank Williams at this point in his life? Because he was old. He was OD.
60s?
No, he's older than 60, isn't he?
I don't think so. He was famous very young.
He's not in his 70s? Where are we at on the
born in 49, so was that 68?
Yeah, he's 68 years old.
So he's getting close.
But he was dropped on his head as a child.
Well, who wasn't?
He had extended recovery when he had a near fatal fall off the side of Ajax Peak in Montana. Why are you on the
Ajax Peak?
Why are you on the side of it? Where's Hank?
He's on the side.
He's over on the side.
That's like when I climbed the Altinha temples, the Mayan temples, and they have the steps going up the side, and it's so steep, like the crazy, like Comiskey Park drop, upper deck joint, where it's like people come there
A beer man up there?
Dude, tourists come there, drunk kids, for their spring break, and just fall off the side every single summer. Like, there's 2 or 3 silly-ass dudes from the University of Indiana who just fall off the side of that thing every year.
Do they die?
There have been deaths. But you sign, when you go in there, you're like, yo, if I die, just have the butt people scatter my ashes.
And
scatter my ashes. Butt machine.
This segment has been brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Top of the hour, some more NBA talk, in-depth NBA talk with one of the smartest NBA guys around, Chris Herring. It's coming your way on The Score.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff throughout baseball season. Afternoons between 1 and 6 on The Score.
What I don't like to see is a lot of chirping and guys just talking crap to each other. If you got something wrong with a guy, go see him, you know, and then they'll break it up and continue to play the game.
Jake Arrieta with Bernstein and Goff. Keep listening for showtimes throughout the season on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to Geico, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Park smarter.
All this talk about food, and it's just perfect, because I have the perfect gift for you for Father's Day and maybe for yourself as well. If your dad loves to grill, maybe doesn't like the hassle and the poor quality of the grocery store, Omaha Steaks is your answer. And I made two of these the other night because I had just gotten this huge package, the Father's Day package from Omaha Steaks. So I took out two of the big filet mignons and did those in a skillet, a super hot skillet, like it's clattering around. And I did those charred on either side to rare to medium rare inside. Then made a sauce of shallots and butter and red wine and poured that over the top and served them with the Omaha Steakhouse fries. So it was an all Omaha Steaks meal for the kids. They absolutely loved it. They're part of this package I'm going to tell you about. This Father's Day, it's only $49.99 for the Father's Day package. When you go to omahasteaks.com, and this is key, you have to enter Dan B in the search bar to apply the savings. And you know you're getting good stuff. And Omaha Steaks is giving a limited time offer to you for Father's Day. This is not going to last, and it's an amazing deal for you. It's 80% off the Omaha Steaks Father's Day package. It's $49.99 for this. Two tender, mild filet mignons, and they really were great. We had them the other night. Two bold, beefy top sirloins, four crispy chicken fried steaks, four juicy boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha Steaks burgers, four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries. Those are really good, too. We just had those. And four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and four additional burgers free. You get that? All of it. All of that is $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Dan B in the search bar, and add the Father's Day package to your cart. So don't wait. This offer is going to end soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Dan B in the search bar, and then for Father's Day, you grab your dad and fire up the grill.
Hey, Cubs fans, Ryan Sandberg here for the Original Grain Watch Company, the official timekeeper of the Chicago Cubs. Original Grain has made an extraordinary watch, the Wrigley Field Chrono, an heirloom to be handed down from one generation to the next. For the generations of fans who believed in the Chicago Cubs and supported their journey to become the 2016 World Series champions, handcrafted featuring wood reclaimed from the original Wrigley Field green seats. The Wrigley Field Chrono is more than a timepiece, it's a piece of time. Visit originalgrain.com. That's original, G-R-A-I-N.com.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider is proud to announce a new line haul rate pay increase for many drivers in our tanker division. Now earn up to 56 cents per mile with the potential to approach $80,000 per year. Don't pass on one of Schneider's highest earning opportunities. Schneider is hiring tanker drivers now in Houston, Texas, Gary, Indiana, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and throughout the country with unique configurations. Learn about Schneider's tanker driver pay increase and limited time sign-on bonuses and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Pontiac RV's Summer RV Sale is June 8th through the 11th. See the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in Illinois, all on sale. Featuring new travel trailers and fifth wheels from Coachmen, Forest River, and Keystone RV. Plus huge discounts on motorhomes from Winnebago and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 at exit 201 in Pontiac.
Hi, this is Dan Marguerite from the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. I'm excited to tell you that we have recently moved to a bigger and better location to serve you at 535 Green Bay Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything barbecue. We specialize in outdoor kitchens and have the best selection of gas and charcoal grills from Weber, DCS, Fire Magic, Napoleon, and Kalamazoo, just to name a few. Plus a full line of smokers. We have all the accessories, charcoal, and woods you could want. And if you're looking for the big green egg, we are now a platinum dealer and we have it all. And if you're in need of a few pointers on how to use your grill, you can sign up for one of our grilling classes, or you can even host your next event right in our new space. We service, we sell, we take care of you. Call us at 847-251-2272. That's 847-251-2272. Or you can visit us online at backyardbbqstore.com. That's backyardbbqstore.com. The Backyard Barbecue Store, where cooking out is always in.
VAS. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Bernstein, I got a question for you about basketball before we talk to Chris Herring at the top of the hour.
Okay, great.
Have you ever seen a series with two more unique individuals? Kevin Durant and LeBron James. I don't think that we've ever seen one. And I'm talking about not just their skill set, but the size of the individuals. We've seen dominating centers before. We've seen wing players. We've seen tough shot makers in the 6'5", 6'6", mold.
Not when Durant's playing defense with that sort of inspiration.
He covered 94 feet with Kyrie Irving.
God,
By the way, Kyrie Irving, anytime he wants to show up for this series, feel free. Feel free, young Kyrie, because they're throwing mixed defenses at you. And multiple looks and trapping you when you don't think you're going to be trapped, half court trapping you. Like, there are some interesting things being done to that young man who is one of the greatest ball handlers I've ever seen. But right now, he is lost.
When Durant is showing you, I am here to do everything that they need me to do.
Anything.
And able to do it, able to go wherever he wants, and the energy. I mean, it's just being able to not get tired. That you don't see him. His conditioning must be just off the charts.
And he doesn't have to do all the work on offense. You know, the reason why Kevin Durant looks this special is because he's special. But also, you got uncontrollable closeouts where you got guys flailing and flying at Clay and then flying at Steph and have to get back at you.
It's a good way to lose. Oh, it's a good way to get your three-point plays.
Oh, my God. J.R. Smith is nowhere to be found. And Channing Frye is going up soft. And LeBron James had a triple-double by the end of the third quarter, and you knew there was nothing to be done left in that. There was nothing left to be done in that game. Kevin Durant is a 7-foot shooting guard who has as sweet a stroke as we have seen from anybody that size. LeBron James is a power forward playing point guard who's also a wing player who can do anything for you on the court. I don't know.
Except guard Steph Curry in the one-on-one coming in from the right wing there. I do think, though.
Have you seen the video?
He did as good a job as you can probably do against him.
Dan B., have you seen the video?
Which part of it?
The slowdown frame by frame? That man double dribbled on that. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, it was the talk of the town this morning on the Twitter sphere.
No, I didn't see the video.
Oh, yeah, LeBron jumped because he put the second hand on the ball. I'm going to show it
thinking
to you.
Thinking he has to pick up his dribble here. Okay. All right, because when I first saw it, I thought, well, there's star against star, and it's understandable that somebody with that kind of quickness is able to do something like that. But if that's the case, because that would make sense, because he came out on him and like stopped his feet, and you're saying he had his other hand on the ball. Because in the game, they didn't discuss that.
No, of course they didn't. Of course, because I didn't see it. It was so quick. It was a double dribble, and that's why LeBron jumped. LeBron jumped because he's like, oh, he put the ball, he put the second hand on the ball, he's got to go up with the ball, and then he flails at the block attempt at the end, where last year when he did it, he looked back on, you silly little shorts, all that good stuff, the sneering, but he jumped because he thought he put the second hand on the ball.
There's a note from...
They didn't lose the game because of that, by the way. They got blown out. Too many 30-point quarters.
He scores. Bruce Levine says, Wade Davis is on the paternity list for 1 to 3 days.
Wade's pregnant.
And Dylan Floro has been recalled from AAA, so that probably means that Carl Edwards Jr. is going to be your closer, would just be my guess. All right, so I'm watching. Oh, he caught it.
Hold on. Here is his couple.
Oh, he closed out on a shooter because he caught the ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, well, and Steph had some sauce for him, too, at the end of it. Like, yeah, stomping around. Like, this
and
is.
LeBron's like, wait.
Right. Yeah, you just double dribble, but what can I say? Yeah.
That's great video.
Yeah, it's a terrific video. And they broke it down on Twitter and all the other, you know, talk shows this morning. But yeah, this is what it looks like. And I think Cleveland will win this next game because bums play better at home, and their bums have not played well at all. J.R. Smith has more fouls than points.
Bums play better at home.
For whatever reason, role players get energized by their home crowd. You know, you talk to all these NBA dudes, and the only way that they can explain it is your starters need to kill it on the road because your role players don't get that lift, that energy boost. That's why Iman Shumpert to the starting lineup stuff is real because they want J.R. Smith to be the second scorer. They have so many problems right now because of how loaded this Golden State Warriors team is. LeBron James has to play 46 minutes. They got to find 30 seconds in each quarter to sit him. Going into a TV timeout, something like that. Like, this is where we're going to find out with Tyron.
They had 8 days to rest.
No, but I'm just saying. This is now. I mean, I don't care how much you rest, though. 40 minutes of chasing LeBron, chasing Kevin Durant around, and also shouldering the offensive load when Kyrie isn't playing well is gonna limit your legs. So they got some real strategical moves that they have to have ironed out by the time Game 3 rolls around.
That segment has been brought to you by Subway Restaurants. Go Mediterranean at your local Subway restaurant. Try a toasty flatbread or chopped salad topped with steak or chicken, feta cheese, and a creamy tzatziki sauce. Limited time only at participating restaurants. We still have a $25 Aurelio's Pizza gift certificate to give away as well. We're going to talk some NBA with one of the best writers and analysts out there, Chris Herring of 538.com. That's next on the Bernstein and Goff Show on Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Cubs legend Ryne Sandberg joins Mark Grody during every Cubs postgame show for all home games. Only on Sports Radio 670. The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com. Golfers, never again bend down to re-tee your driving range golf balls. At Skokie Sports Park, you'll swipe a card and then watch as golf balls instantly reappear on the tee after every shot. Sports Park's PGA pros will also be on hand for personal or group lessons. Convenient to Chicago's North Side and named a top 50 golf range in America by Golf Range Magazine, visit Skokie Sports Park at www.skokieparks.org.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm rapper, actor, model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago...